This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It'll soon be a little cheaper for many low and middle income people and first-time homeowners to buy a house. The Biden administration just announced it's lowering rates on the mortgage insurance people have to pay when they take out a loan backed by the Federal Housing Administration. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Lenders look at three main things when deciding whether to give you a mortgage.
One is, do you have enough income to cover the monthly mortgage payment? Second, do you have enough savings to pay for the down payment? And third, is your credit score good enough that you can qualify for a mortgage?
Jenny Schutz at the Brookings Institution says if you don't have all three, it can be hard to become a homeowner, but not impossible if you apply for a mortgage backed by the Federal Housing Administration.
FHA tends to target households who are sort of on the margin on often all three of those categories.
If you have a fair amount of debt or a low credit score, it's harder to get a conventional mortgage, but you might have a better chance at an FHA-backed loan. If you go that route, you'll also be required to get mortgage insurance, which adds to your total monthly payment. This change will reduce that insurance premium by maybe $600 to $1,000 a year or so, depending on the size of your loan.
This isn't going to make the difference for somebody who has no money to pay for a down payment or somebody who really can't afford the mortgage payment, but if you're sort of on the margin,
then saving $50 or $100 a month might make the difference between being able to buy and not being able to buy, she says. That's especially true for low-income buyers and first-time buyers in less expensive housing markets.
Every dollar makes a difference.
David Dworkin is with the nonprofit National Housing Conference.
While $1,000 a year may not seem like a lot, it has an impact in two ways. One is that there's more money to support your basic expenses and to repair things that go wrong in a house.
And two, it may also help some people qualify for a mortgage in the first place.
Because we're also looking at how much you're paying for your housing expenses compared to how much you earn. And that $1,000 a year can help with that calculation.
Which means, Dworkin says, more people should be able to become homeowners as a result of this change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.